Here's Check on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a partly cloudy day today. Gusty winds, cold, flurries possible, mid-30s. We'll get the full details on our forecast coming up in just a few moments. Robinhood Radio learned over the weekend of the passing of Katie Gannett. Now, Katie, after receiving her master's from Columbia University in 1961, became the assistant dean of students at Cornell. She was married to Michael, a retired Foreign Service officer, and they eventually settled in West Cornwall. Katie served on several local and regional boards of education, served as a secretary for the 34 years of the Housatonic Valley Alumni FFA, a longtime member of the AFS program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and Katie was also a member of the Housatonic Guidance Department. Katie's wit, sense of humor, and dedication to the students and parents and their students at Housatonic and Region 1 will be missed. As more information on services becomes available, we'll pass that along. A story in the Republican American, the message in Norfolk repeated by town officials and representatives of state agencies, it's going to take some time. Since the tractor-trailer overturned November 5th, spilling over 8,000 gallons of gasoline, state agencies, local first responders, and companies specializing in hazardous material cleanings have labored around the clock to contain the damage. Quote, "This has been a Herculean task and is going to go on for some time," end quote, from First Selectman Matt Ryska. He promised that the link would be established on the town website to disseminate information and an email address. spill@norfolk.org would be created for those with questions. Monthly town meetings will be to address outstanding issues. Richard Swan, Assistant Director of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, said the primary concern was to protect the lives of residents on November 5th. At the same time, we had the DEEP, DOT, and Norfolk Public Works Department dumping sand in sewer drains and streams, something you never want to do, in an attempt to stem the flow of gas, end quote. Johnson went on to say no one wanted this to get into the water source, and it didn't. Why the truck veered off the straight section of Route 44 is still a question. It struck a utility pole and sheared off a fire hydrant before rolling over. It's been in speculation for weeks since the accident. The official police report found the driver, Layman R. Barham of Bridgeport, for failure to maintain proper lane, but was mum about what might have distracted the driver. Out of Great Barrington, the Berkshire Eagle reports an engineer heading up testing of a new filtration system to clear up manganese that has been turning Housatonic's drinking water to yellow to brown, says it's doing the trick so far. In a public presentation on Tuesday hosted by the Housatonic Waterworks Company, Robert Ferrari, president of the Northeast Water Solutions, said that with one exception, every test run with the filter cleared manganese from the water to undetectable or nearly undetectable levels. The first stretch of the pilot, which ran from September 14th to 28th, is testing the use of the filtration system that uses green sand, a mineral that can extract manganese as well as a host of other contaminants. If that pilot shows success throughout the seasons, the DEP will decide whether to approve the company's installation of a permanent green sand system at a cost of up to $2 million. Taking a look at town meetings going on this week in our tri-state region in Sharon, American Rescue Plan Act is tonight at 4:30. The Historic District Commission is tonight at 5:30. In Salisbury tonight at 5:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission. In Cornwall, coming up on November 22nd at 7:30, the Economic Development Commission meeting via Zoom. In Kent, Park and Recreation regular meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In Dover, the Planning Board has a regular meeting tonight, 7 to 8 p.m. Ancrum, New York, the Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public hearing. That'll happen tonight at 7:30. Takeout Thanksgiving dinner free to the public will be held by the Dover Second Baptist Church. A free take-home Thanksgiving meal to residents for pickup and or some deliveries. November 23rd from 4 till 7. Residents who would like to participate can contact the church at 845-877-9458 or can register online at sbc.org. Register by Wednesday. The Millerton Festival of Lights weekend will kick off on the 25th and run the 26th, 25th from 10 to 2 ice carving demonstration at Veterans Park, 11 o'clock a free screening of the Polar Express at the movie house. A 1:15 to 1:30 a children's raffle will be held. 2 to 4:30 Salisbury Brass Band performing holiday songs. 5 p.m. the Festival of Lights Parade and Tree Lighting with the Millerton Fire Department. That is all happening on Friday the 25th. All weekend long, there'll be tastings and treats, a Himmel ornament workshop at the Irondale Schoolhouse, book giveaways at the Northeast Millerton Library, and for the kids, Snowman Scavenger Hunt. More information at millertonevents.com. In North Canaan, the Canaan Events Committee is having their annual Parade of Lights. That'll be Sunday, November 27th. If you need more information, contact 860-671-9818. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 33,745.69, the NASDAQ at 11,146.06, and the S&P 500 at 3965.34. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.